The dry Pasadena heat was settling into the walls. Robert sat at his desk, polishing the new chapter. He was writing about the loss of the grand estate. It was just a cage made of gold, he muttered. Minnie brought him a cold glass of lemon water. Don't look back today, she said, touching him. The girls are doing so well in their new roles. Robert adjusted the line breaks in his document. The monospaced courier was honest and straight. It didn't hide anything behind fancy flourishes. Virginia sent a text from the hospital cafeteria. I'm helping a veteran with his radio stories. He reminds me of you in the old Marine photos. Robert smiled and felt a tugging at his heart. He had come full circle from the FDC to the desk. Dorothy arrived later with a set of school papers. I am teaching them about the value of a name. It's not what you own, but what you can prove. Shirley opened Photoshop on the small couch. She was working on the cover for Book 18. The Valley Horizon was blended into the logo. I want the colors to bleed together, she. Robert watched the screen flicker with her work. It looks like the dawn after a storm, he said. Barbara called with the latest distribution news. The techno thriller is gaining traction fast. The Towers were finally known for their talent. They were not just the people in the headlines. They were the family that refused to stay down. Many began to sear the steaks on the iron pan. The Mexican rub filled the condo with warmth. It was the smell of a life that was earned. They sat at the table, four daughters and all. Virginia, Dorothy, and Shirley shared a laugh. Barbara walked in with a stack of new orders. The legacy was no longer a debt to be paid off. It was a gift to be shared with the world. The radical honesty was their guiding light now. Robert felt a peace that no money could ever buy. He was a builder again, but of stories and hope. The Pasadena night was vast and full of stars. He saved the file and closed his tired eyes. The air was very clear. The home was very real.